Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Saint Bernadette Subaru. Welcome, Bernadette, Saint Bernadette Subaru, into the gap today. And her story begins now. St. Bernadette Subaru said, "The Eucharist bathes the tormented soul in light and love." Then the soul appreciates these words, "Come all you who are sick, I will restore your health." And St. Bernadette said, "I shall do everything for heaven. My time, my true home. There I am with my mother in all the splendor of her glory. I shall delight with her in joy of Jesus himself in perfect safety." And Saint Bernadette said, "If one dream should fall and break into a thousand pieces, never be afraid to pick up one of those pieces up and begin again. That's the beauty of being alive. We can always start all over again. Enjoy God's amazing opportunities bestowed on us. Have faith in him always." Words coming from Saint Bernadette. And that's really kind of something about confession too. Because when you go to confession, it's like you're picking up the pieces and starting all over again. Yes, so... as St. Bernadette said, "It is in loving the cross that one discovers his heart. For divine love does not exist without suffering. Jesus came on earth to be my model. I want to follow him and walk generously in his footsteps." Words coming from St. Bernadette. And she said, "I shall do everything for heaven, my true home. Nothing is anything anymore to me. Everything is nothing to me, only Jesus. Neither things nor persons, neither ideas nor emotions, neither honor nor sufferings. Jesus is for me, honor, delight, heart, and soul." Words coming from St. Bernadette Subaru. And she said, "Those who are humble of heart will be glorified. How beautiful the heavenly crown will be for those who are genuinely humble despite outward humiliations. Those who follow the humility of the Savior in every way." Words coming from Saint Bernadette. "My Jesus, fill my heart with so much love that one day it will break just to be with you. My Jesus, you know I have placed you as a seal on my heart. Remain there always." Words coming from Saint Subaru, Saint Bernadette Subaru. Jesus gives all to those who surrender all. Saint Bernadette Subaru. And a prayer of Saint Bernadette. Oh my God, I beg you, by your loneliness, not that you may spare me affliction, but that you may not abandon me in it. When I encounter affliction, teach me to see you in it as my sole comforter. Let affliction strengthen my faith, fortify my hope, and purify my love. Grant me the grace to see your hand in my affliction and to desire no other comforter but you. Amen. What will be the crown of those who humble themselves within and humiliated without, have imitated the humility of our Savior in all its fullness? And she said, Saint Bernadette said, I must be holy because Jesus wants it. That's pure and simple, isn't it? I must be holy because my Jesus wants it. Well, that's a great saying from Saint Bernadette. Oh, my mother, offer me to Jesus. Take my heart and unite it with the heart of my Jesus. Saint Bernadette Subaru, to Our Lady. Tempted to argue, recall these wise words. My job is to inform, not to convince. That's Saint Bernadette Subaru. And she said, I must die to myself continually and accept trials without complaining. More words from Saint Bernadette Subaru. Dear Saint Bernadette, chosen by Almighty God as a channel of His graces and blessings, and through your humble obedience to the requests of our Blessed Mother, Mary, you gained for us the miraculous waters of spiritual and physical healing. Oh, Jesus and Mary, let my entire consolation in this world be to love you and to suffer for sinners. Prayer coming from Saint Bernadette Subaru. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint and her witness and love of you, Lord, and Our Lady. And how wonderful Saint Bernadette Subaru is in that Our Lady chose her to reveal herself, saying, I am the Immaculate Conception. Our Lady is the Immaculate Conception. Bernadette is the patron saint of bodily illnesses, lords against poverty, shepherds and shepherdesses, and people ridiculed for their faith. And she was born in 1844, the first child of an extremely poor miller in the town of Lourdes in southern France. The family was living in the basement of a dilapidated building. When in February 11th, 1858, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette in a cave above the banks of the Gave River near Lourdes. Bernadette, 14 years old, was known as a virtuous girl, though a dull student, who had not even made her first Holy Communion yet. In poor health, she had suffered from asthma from an early age, and there were 18 appearances in all, the final one occurring on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, July 16th. Although Bernadette's initial reports provoked skepticism, her daily visions of the Lady brought great crowds of the curious. The Lady, Bernadette explained, had instructed her to have a chapel built on the spot of the visions. There the people were to come to wash in and drink from the water of the spring that had welled up from the very spot where Bernadette had been instructed to dig. And according to Bernadette, the lady of her visions was a girl of 16 or 17 who wore a white robe with a blue sash, yellow roses covered her feet, a large rosary was on her right arm. In the vision on March 25, she told Bernadette, "I am the Immaculate Conception." It was only when the words were explained to her that Bernadette came to realize who the lady was, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Few visions have ever undergone the scrutiny that these appearances of the Immaculate Virgin were subjected to. Lourdes became one of the most popular Marian shrines in the world, attracting millions of visitors. Miracles were reported at the shrine and in the waters of the spring. After thorough investigation, church authorities confirmed the authenticity of the apparitions in 1862. And during her life, Bernadette suffered much. She was hounded by the public as well as by civic officials until at last she was protected in a convent of nuns. 5 years later, she petitioned to enter the Sisters of Notre Dame of Nevers. After a period of illness, she was able to make the journey from Lourdes and enter the novitiate. But within 4 months of her arrival, she was given the last rites of the church and allowed to profess her vows. She recovered, though, enough to become a sacristan, but chronic health problems persisted. She died on April 16, 1879, at the age of 35. And Bernadette Subaru was canonized in 1933. On her deathbed, as she suffered from severe pain and in keeping with the Virgin Mary's admonition of penance, Bernadette proclaimed that all this is good for heaven. Her final words were, "Blessed Mary, Mother of God, pray for me." Subaru's body was laid to rest in the St. Gildard Convent, and she was canonized as a saint of the church by Pope Pius XI on December 8, 1933, in the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. In her message to St. Bernadette, Our Lady emphasized prayer and penance for the sins of mankind. The visions also call to mind the love that Our Lady has for God's people. Lourdes has become a major place of Catholic pilgrimage and of miraculous healing. St. Bernadette, 14 years old, was known as a virtuous girl, but she suffered from asthma. And Our Lady of Lourdes teaches, and St. Bernadette understands clearly, three lessons of the sick: presence, healing, and sacrifice. And we thank you, Lord, for the precious life of St. Bernadette Subaru. And we thank you, St. Bernadette, for entering into the gap today, where your words and your story are related here. And we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Our Lady, for your words and your visitations with St. Bernadette Subaru. And you remember what St. Bernadette had said about the Eucharist, where she has in life a deep love for the Eucharist. She realized that Jesus was truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And so here in the gap today, St. Bernadette, among the saints in heaven, are calling for us to pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. We pray for our priests around the world today who offer the sacraments, administer the sacraments of healing and conversion and the Word of God, that many around the world, just like young St. Bernadette Subaru, will respond to our Lord and our Lady, love coming from their hearts to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Joy is prayer. Joy is love. Joy is strength. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinners and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful, pure, and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. Incline them to constant adoration, Lord, and thanksgiving, prayer in and through them. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our around the world, Lord. We pray for Archbishop Nauman in Kansas City, Kansas, the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for deacons, Lord. We pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray, Lord, for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians peace. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them courage and strength. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. We pray for those who serve your altar, Lord. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence our hearts are filled with joy and peace. May your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. Pray, Lord, for all children. We pray for children also who sing in the choirs. Lord, watch over each member of our choirs and help us to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Heavenly Father, in the midst of our busy lives and distractions, we gather to practice and sing your praises in our choirs. Grant that we who praise you, Lord, may be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one voice and one heart, we might praise you, Lord, and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life and the salvation of souls. Amen. And we pray, Lord, for all children, Lord. We pray for the end of anything that does harm to children, human trafficking. We pray that that would be abolished and people would look with compassion on children and wanting to raise them up the right way in your holy Catholic faith to love our Lord and our Lady. No greater gift. So we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and we ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Bernadette Subaru, St. Sebastian, and St. Nicholas, and St. Maria Goretti, and St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel, the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony, and all you holy men and women in the kingdom of heaven, surrounding us with your presence. And pray for our children. Pray for us. all you angels. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those who've abandoned your holy Catholic Church. We pray, Lord, for, Lord, you said you would leave the 99 to reach after the ones who have gone astray. And when you find one, much joy is in heaven. So we pray, Lord, for the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protection, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first-line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who work in the hospitals, Lord, your hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for those who are ill and sick there, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we thank you, Lord. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed from this life. We pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. God our Father, Your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, for all those who've recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. And we pray for those, Lord, who are caught in the eye of the storm. We pray for those, Lord, who are held back by horrendous addictions, pornography, and drugs. We pray for those who are held back by addictions that are harmful to their souls. And we pray, Lord, that through the darkness, that they would be able to see the light emanate and the love emanating from your sacred heart, Lord, and from the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Caught those caught in the eye of the storm, they will find you, Lord, and find rest, and find that love that and understanding that passes all understanding. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, who have been contemplating suicide and contemplating having abortion. We pray for them, Lord, that they will be able to see your love for them.
Plenty of time. But when you're caught in the eye of the storm, nowhere to turn as the thunder crashes. So many times you were warned, but now you're trapped as the battle rages. Heartless, standing at the door, you're caught in the
Yes, and the sign is the Eucharist. And we are called to receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And Saint Bernadette Subaru, from the gap here today, is calling for all of us to pray for conversion. That's what our Lord and our Lady is calling for. To pray for conversion for those who have hardened their hearts like Pharaoh of old, that the Lord can penetrate their hardened hearts and melt them down. So heaven is counting on us. Pray for those who are needing the Lord's mercy.
Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part.
Yes, heaven is counting on us to go and tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for late-taking telegraphy.
All final boarding calls for flight 1814.
I have a testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
And Jesus tells us to go. So we are going back to the street to tell about Jesus.
Take a ride off the field.
And so Jesus loves us this much. Just contemplate on a crucifix.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed you long ago, not just my body, but my mind and yes, my soul. And though your sins, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross.
Baby, on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Amen. And we can sing, Abba, Father. Amen. And we want to thank St. Bernadette Subaru for entering into the gap today. And tomorrow we will have St. Benedict Joseph Lebre, who will be entering into the gap tomorrow. And so we want to thank again St. Bernadette Subaru and our Lord for all the lives of these precious saints. We thank you, Lord, for your love. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. And I love you, St. Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. And so we will close for today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Our Lady of Lourdes, she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. And at Fatima, she asked us to pray the rosary. And when Mary appeared to St. Bernadette, she appeared, she had a golden rosary. So, pray the rosary. Bless you all this very day. And may his grace shine upon you profoundly this day. And touch our hearts. Amen. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good all the time.